episode 523, Color Your Life with Gratitude.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Oh my goodness, your smile is gorgeous. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, and hugs across the airwaves. I just got to tell you, that sun is doing you some good. It's filling you with joy, and you are beaming today. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day. Color your life with gratitude. And before we jump in, I just want to give a quick shout out and say welcome to all the new ones to this incredible family. If you haven't had the opportunity already, head on over to createyournow.com. There's lots of goodies there just for you. But for now, we need to focus on inspiration, on motivation. What's going to get you through the rest of this week? How can you get from where you are to where you want to be going without dragging your feet? Gratitude. Gratitude is a gift to appreciate the blessings given to you and to return kindness. Color your life with gratitude. There's a verse that I happen to absolutely love, and I want to share it with you because I think it's very pertinent to what we're talking about today. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. That includes the tragedies, the loss of life, the natural disasters, the diseases, even the little daily living hiccups that we have. It's everything. Color your life with gratitude. Give thanks in all circumstances. But yet sometimes I know it's hard to find gratitude. I can remember earlier this month I was paying bills. And I paused for a moment because I feel like we have a lot of bills. A bigger family seems to have more bills. Maybe not, but it seems like they're paying bills more than I want to be paying them. But we all pay bills. And we sit there and we're like, oh man, why does my checkbook start like this? And it ends up close to zero and you still have another 28 days left of the month. It's hard. But I paused for a moment and I just said a prayer of thanks. I said, thank you, Lord, that I can pay this bill. Thank you for providing this for me. Thank you that I can actually pay this car payment for my child so that they can drive and they can live their life how you want them to live. Gratitude goes so far, but it's easy to fall far from it. With all of these tragedies and how we can, you know, be just kind of feel like we're toppled up upon, where everything's being dumped on us and we're not even being able to get through it. How can we make it through? What makes us different as Christians, as believers? It's not how our circumstances have defined us, but it's what Christ has done for us and through us. Our circumstances should not hold back our gratitude. In all things, give thanks. In all things, in all circumstances. Because why? Christ has already gone before us. Will we still hurt? Will we still grieve for the loss? Will we still ponder the what ifs? Will we wish things were different? Yes, of course we will. We are humans. We're human beings. We have feelings. We have emotions. Because we live our lives through gratitude, through purpose, allows what? It allows you to color your life with gratitude. When you begin to do that, you begin to heal. You begin to love again, to trust again, to laugh again, to live again, and even to shed tears of joy, not tears of sorrow. No matter how complicated your days become, take a moment and be grateful. Fall to your knees, shout from the rooftops, sing in the shower, blast your gratitude aloud. This will encourage you through your tougher times and draw you closer to God. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Nothing is impossible. Gratitude is a gift. It's a blessing. Robert Holden says this, the real gift of gratitude is that the more grateful you are, the more present you become. As a woman of impact, in order for you to impact the world around you, in order for you to move from where you are to where you want to be headed, to journey and go through that, to get to that ultimate destination, which may change quite frequently, right? Because we tend to see that on our journeys. We have little detours. But all those little detours we need to be grateful for. We need to give thanks. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for the season that you're in right now. Stop second guessing yourself. Stop allowing self-doubt to come in. Stop self-sabotaging and saying, oh, woe's me. I'm falling into this despair. I'm done with this. I'm finished. I'm throwing up my hands. No. Give thanks in all circumstances. The real gift of gratitude is that the more grateful you are, the more present you become. Go out today, be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.